Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stacy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We live the dream. It's cold here, obviously, but it will be warm inside, right? You get to go to Detroit. That's a fun one. We'll see how the Lions look. Hey, last survivor in the NFC North. Can you believe that? Everyone now, the Packers gone and the Vikings gone, and here is Detroit at home, beaten up, but pretty impressive whenever they play.
Yeah, I mean, I think the North just beat itself up over the course of 18 weeks, right? Like, to see Minnesota get buried by the Rams on Monday night, although, like, you want to play your best football right now, and I'm not sure some of the North teams that obviously Green Bay and Minnesota, you know, were they playing their best football? I don't know. I was in Philly for the Packers game, and it certainly wasn't the kind of, you know, offense that you would hope for as a Packers fan or a Jordan Love fan. So, you know, you look at a game like this, it's interesting with Jaden Daniels and this sort of team that's surging in Washington, and they're playing their best football. And so that's my point. They've won, I think, their last 6, and gosh, he is something else. I'll tell you, being on the phone with some of those Commanders players this week, that guy has taken, there's a magical nature to him that has taken that organization by storm. It is, in a beautiful way. And so just like really going to be interesting Saturday night.
Well, they're envious in Chicago because that's what Caleb Williams is supposed to be doing to the Bears organization. Meanwhile, they're searching for their next head coach, as we know, Stacey. So Albert Breer reported within the past hour, they're interviewing Arthur Smith this morning, the Steelers' offensive coordinator, virtually. And then later today, in person, Mike McCarthy will be at Hallis Hall. What do you make of this coaching search, which has been very expansive and would seem to be nowhere near its finish?
Yeah, I don't think it's near its finish either, David. As I said last week, I mean, I think they're doing a complete 180 on what they did previously. So, you know, making sure they've uncovered every single stone and all of that. I really think that now what they're up to 20, 21, 22 people. And it also just in the process of, like, I don't know what kind of information they're gathering other than, you know, you do learn a lot when you talk with a lot of people about kind of their philosophy, why their philosophy may or may not have worked in the place that they are at currently. Some of the quarterbacks that they may have worked with, or defensively, you know, what kind of a leader they are and why they can coach, you know, it's a quarterback driven league. So why they're going to be the right coach as a defensive minded head coach. I mean, there's a lot of things to dig for and uncover. And I do think that meeting in person is significant. I think that the fact that Mike McCarthy is coming into the building is important. You know, I don't know if you guys saw Caleb Williams on the Amon-Ra St. Brown, the St. Brown podcast, but You know, it's always interesting to hear little takes like how strong-minded of a coach he wants, a coach with incredible passion and conviction. And, you know, he would prefer an offensive-minded guy. Now, whether they take into account what he wants, I don't know. I do know they have a great formula currently in Washington. Mm. I mean, I am not ruling out Cliff Kingsbury by any stretch of the imagination in this. Like, what he's done with Jaden, and if you listen to him talk about the evolution of his partnership with Jaden Daniels, he didn't know what he was getting week one. And he said that recently. I didn't know what this guy could do, what we were capable of, what the identity might become. But it has developed into a really nice partnership, and he is a guy who has head coaching experience. And I think, you know, Mike McCarthy, when he walks in a room, he holds the room. So it is going to be very interesting to see how they'll take this list from 20 or so men and dwindle it down to two or three. Because now that is a process, how you're going to sift through it. Right. You know, like this is a big dating game they're in right now.
I like that reaction. We did hear some of the Caleb stuff. We haven't heard it all yet, and I'm looking forward mm-hmm. to sitting down with that. I'm curious, you know, you mentioned that Mike can carry a room. When he comes in, I mean, supposedly Jerry Jones heard bells, right? Isn't that what he said when he hired him at Dallas? If the Bears yeah. hear bells, do you think they stop the search? I mean, is it possible that if they find a guy that they stop it, or are they fully committed to all of these candidates? Is there any chance that this thing doesn't grow to whatever the alphabet is, 26 letters?
Yeah, I absolutely think if they sit down at a table and look at each other and have some serious conversations and there's a conviction on both sides, it can stop at any point. I mean, they're controlling this thing right now. I mean, to a degree. Listen, we still have, you know, Ben's still playing and Cliff is still playing and could go on to a Super Bowl. And, like, so the timetable is so uncertain with this thing. I think a lot of things have to be considered with somebody like Mike McCarthy. Like, is he going to want to absolutely 100% call the plays when he comes in? Because he likes calling plays. That's what he does. And so then what kind of offensive coordinator is he going to hire to complement his play calling? And, you know, versus a Ben Johnson, is he going to come in as a first-time head coach and call plays? You would assume so. That's why you're hiring him. So there's a lot that they have to decide upon. I do know about Mike McCarthy that, you know, players love him. I remember standing with Dak Prescott when he won the Walter Payton Man of the Year, and we interviewed him at the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and Mike had just kind of come in. It was their first year together. And I said, how'd that thing go? And he's like, I freaking love that guy. I love Mike McCarthy. And so to hear Dak talk so, you know, it was an off-to-the-side conversation. It wasn't something we did on air. And I think he would be totally fine with me sharing that. But because I take those things into account. Like, Aaron Rodgers loved Mike McCarthy. You know, for whatever reason, it dwindled out at the end. Because I think when you stay in a place so long, a la Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid in Philly, like, you know, you may have success, but you may not be always going to the promised land every year. And I think that happened for the Packers, and they wanted a fresh start, and that's what they did. But players like him a lot. I know that.
What are you hearing from people you talk to around the league about the situation in Vegas with the Raiders? From the outside, it looks very kind of chaotic, maybe dysfunctional, and it's typical Raiders. They don't have a quarterback, but they seemingly might have a future because of Tom Brady's involvement, which seems to be growing by the day or depending on what report you're paying attention to. What's your view of the Raiders and maybe Ben Johnson's intrigue with that position because of Tom Brady's inclusion?
Yeah, it's fascinating what's going to happen with the Raiders, because I just look at Tom Brady, fellas, from the standpoint of him calling, he's calling the Super Bowl this year, okay? He can't even do, like, production meetings. Like, I don't know if you realize the significance of that. Like, from week to week, he actually can't do production meetings because there's a conflict of interest. that is so hard as a broadcaster. So, like, I am curious how involved he is in this thing, because I have to imagine, like, Tom Brady, I watched him walk out of the stadium, and he looked like he had just played a game. Like, he was so intense, and he's like, take care, guys, and we're like, take care. And he walked out like he was pissed off, and this guy is a perfectionist. Everything he touches, he wants to be gold. And he has gotten markedly better as a broadcaster. I don't know if you guys, what your take is on that, but
I agree with
like,
you.
He's gotten so much better. Like, in, when you work with Kevin Burkhardt, you're going to, like, Kevin's a genius, but I applaud him because that guy works his tail off. So I have to imagine behind the scenes, if he has obviously this part in his ownership, he's going to want that thing to be a Super Bowl powerhouse. So with their search, I do believe Tom Brady's going to want to be involved in all of that. And I don't know what Tom is going to want. I don't know what their ownership is, you know, going to want in terms of their head coach, because it just hasn't gone well in recent years the way, you know, you want culture change. You want something where players want to play there. Like, I go back to my player conversations, like, being on the phone yesterday with Jonathan Allen, who's one of, you know, he's never been anywhere but Washington, one of the best defensive tackles over his career in the NFL. And he talked to me about the belief in this team and the culture that Dan Quinn came in and changed. Mm. And then JD5, that's what they call him in Washington, JD5. He's like, there's something about that guy. You just always think we're going to have a chance to win games. And it has changed our entire locker room and our team. So you better hope that you have the perfect situation. And right now, the quarterback situation is not perfect in the Raiders. And that's kind of where I'm like, where does a guy like Ben Johnson really want to go? Does he want to coach Aiden O'Connell right now? Or does he want to go coach Caleb Williams right now?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's a great point. And you know, it's funny, JD5. We talked to Ross Tucker yesterday, And he wanted, all he wanted to talk about was him. He had done the game for Westwood One on the radio. And we asked him, hey, you know, did the Bears make the wrong pick? Should they have taken Jaden Daniels as opposed to Caleb Williams? And he said unequivocally they did. And I still think Caleb can be a really good quarterback, and that's why this hire is so important. And I agree with him. You need an offensive-minded guy. But I wonder if they did make the wrong choice. And you can't help but wonder when you look at teams and you go through things, whether they didn't select the right player, clearly made the wrong choice on an offensive coordinator, ended up having made the wrong choice on a coach, maybe because of the offensive coordinator. I'm just saying all these things are connected, and I wonder what your take is. Do you believe that they've made bad decisions?
No, my immediate, when I hear you say that, Molly, my immediate thoughts go to, if Jaden had have been chosen to come to Chicago, what would have happened for him this past season? Think about that.
Right. It's a good
question. Would he have come in and had the success he's having in Washington?
Are we rejecting that idea? I'm just saying. I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to happen for eternity. Mm-hmm. We're going to have these conversations. Mm-hmm. Well, if they had to pick this guy, what would have been? Did they pick the wrong guy? I don't think they picked the wrong guy. I think that Jaden went to a really good situation. Like they had a completely clean slate, fresh start from the top down. Like Cliff Kingsbury is a really good football coach. He is. I mean,
right.
He's an outstanding coach, and he can do it with college players and pro players and all of it. And then Dan Quinn is one of the greatest leaders that I have ever been around. So I say what you want. I mean, he took the Falcons to a Super Bowl. Go ask Matt Ryan what he thinks about Dan Quinn. Like, those were his best years with that guy and Kyle Shanahan and the whole blend. And so Dan was super smart to go get Cliff and pull him out of, you know, whatever he was doing at the college level and say, like, let's go do this thing. And that's what they're doing. So I'm not sure if Jaden Daniels had been drafted to Chicago, how would he have done? That's where I leave it. And I'm not sure it would have been the best situation for him either with Shane Waldron.
Totally agree with that. Stacey, so as you come off your recent assignment with Eagles and Packers, getting ready for Detroit and the Commanders, I have to ask, based on last week's experience going into Ford Field, what reading material are you bringing for your breaks on the sideline?
I can't make this stuff up, man. Like, so I'm down on the sidelines, and we're trying to figure out at the end of the game who I'm going to interview. And I wanted Dallas Goedert because he, like, stiff-armed the heck out of Carrington. And I just thought, I love tight ends, and I love it when I see that. And one of my former colleagues and great friends is like, are you going to get AJ Brown? And I'm like, wait for what? He had a catch. So I can't request him, but it did flash over my mind because he's reading Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy. And I still don't know. I still don't understand this. Okay. Like, isn't it distracting to read a book on the sidelines when you're playing in a game?
I would think so.
I think he's making a statement about not getting the ball. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But listen, if I'm an author, I'm sending him my book.
Yes.
They sold it. That book, like, sold out on Amazon.
Well, and I put that video up, and how some of these go viral, I don't know, but I'm at his locker, and it's obviously the first thing we all want to know. His locker, you guys, it was like a hornet's nest just attacked him. Like, it was like we all walked into the locker room and everybody beelined, and he started right away. Like, AJ Brown did not wait to shower; he just started, and obviously it became a viral moment, but. I thought he handled it really well. I don't know if that is something he does notoriously. Like, why have we not captured that to this stage? But guess what? We're all going to be watching him on the sidelines moving forward.
No doubt about that. Yeah. Great stuff, Stacey.
Great story.
Yeah. Safe trip.
Yeah. Enjoy the game. for these games. These are great games. This Josh Allen Lamar Jackson game is, get your popcorn ready.
Who needs it more? Which quarterback?
Oh gosh, I mean that's a great question.
It is a great question.
I think they both need it more. Yeah. It's their time to shine. And Patrick Mahomes is sitting there going to be waiting for one of them too. If they can make it through, which I think they're playing their best football, the Chiefs right now.
Great stuff, Stacey. Thank you again.
Thanks, Stacey.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.